Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient McCoy, capital M, C, capital C-O-Y, Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, date of birth, March 6, 1962, date of evaluation, September 16, 2025, referring physician, Dr. Porter, the chief complaint, 63-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 63-year-old female who describes repetitive motion injury to the right shoulder, period. She first noted symptoms as early as 2020, period. She then developed progressive symptoms such that she could She developed progressive symptoms such that she had spasms beginning on March 21st, period. She noted that she could no longer perform her usual job, so she took a leave of absence on March 27th, period. She has had pain involving the right shoulder and spasm involving her bicep. Pain is worse with activity and increases to 9/10 with activity, period. Pain is non-radiating and again involves the right shoulder, period. The patient denies any symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. She has had no chest pain, osopnea, or PND. Past medical history, hypertension, neck number lumbar stenosis, neck number prediabetes, neck number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, left shoulder surgery. The medications, Atenolol 50 milligrams daily, Ozempic weekly, atorvastatin, unknown dose daily. The allergies, sulfur results in rash. Family history, father had prostate cancer, a brother had multiple myeloma, a second brother had diabetes, sister had lupus, mother died with diabetes. The social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking but notes that she vapes using nicotine, period. She has had no cigarettes since 2019, period. She notes occasional alcohol use, period. She denies any drug use, period. Reveal systems. Constitutional, she has had weight gain, period. She further reports fatigue, period. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. The gastrointestinal, she has hemorrhoids. Respiratory, she is noted to have history of asthma. Psychiatric, she has nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Musculoskeletal, as for HPI. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 148/82, pulse 90, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 239 pounds, period. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no extreme distress. Musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. Range of motion is 85 to 90 degrees, period. Abdomen is noted to be obese, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 88 beats per minute, period. There is slight worst degree block with a PR interval of 224, period. There is left for the axis, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female with history of industrial injuries, with resulting right shoulder compromise and further history of pre-diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and lumbar stenosis, period. She has history of hypertension, period. The patient is now scheduled to have right shoulder arthroscopy, debridement, rotator cuff repair, and distal clavicle excision, period. She is felt to be medically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Valerie McCoy. Thank you.